This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. The new year is upon us, and while the news cycle continues to crackle with concerns about the future of our economy, some New Year traditions go on without interruption. Take college football. It's the peak of the bowl season now, with a handful of big games on New Year's Day and the BCS National Championship game a week later. Most of us, millions in fact, watch on television, but seeing the big game in person draws legions of traveling fans from across the country. Perhaps you've seen the viral video of an Alabama fan crying tears of happiness after receiving a pair of BCS championship tickets from his son for Christmas.
We going to the game, Pop! We going to the game!
For fans, it is a privilege to see their team in action, a privilege they pay a pretty penny for. Big games, big bucks, but it's worth it for my two guests. Jan Sexton of Abilene, Kansas, is headed to Arizona with six friends and family members for the Fiesta Bowl. And Ben Jordan of Dallas goes to every Alabama game he can, but the cost of this year's championship game in New Orleans will force him to sit in front of the TV instead of in the stands. Both Jan and Ben join us now to talk about the cost of being such big fans. Welcome.
Hi there. It's nice to be on.
Hello.
Jan, you get a break because your two sons, Curry and Colin, play for the Kansas State Wildcats, and players get an allotment of free tickets. We know that. And at $144 a pop or more, depending on where you sit, that's a substantial savings. But the cost of traveling for the game is still pretty high, isn't it?
It is. It is going to be extremely high this year. We were watching plane tickets, keeping a close eye on those. And as the days went on and we got to further and further into a different bowl, the plane tickets, just airfare was going extremely high. We even looked into driving to Oklahoma or up to Nebraska and taking a route there to avoid high airfare. But in the end, we decided it would be best to rent a vehicle, and we're going to drive the 16 to 17 hours there. We're leaving in the morning.
How much money are we talking about overall to get you and your group from Kansas to Arizona and back and to the game?
For seven of us, it looks like it's going to be about a $1,200 to $1,300 ticket.
Now, more than 3 million out-of-state visitors have gone to the Fiesta Bowl over the years, according to the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl figures. In order for you and your family and friends to be able to go, Jan, what sacrifices do you have to make, and how much planning is involved?
Well, we decided that it was going to be our Christmas to each other, and it was also going to be our family vacation this year, so that we're sacrificing both those things. My husband's a farmer, so we tend to take vacations in the winter months anyway, so we just knew all along we were hoping for a bowl game and then turn that into a family vacation.
Now, Ben, you're a diehard Alabama fan, and yet you'll miss maybe the biggest game they've played in years when they meet Notre Dame in the Superdome in New Orleans. How much would it have cost for you to go? And on top of that, you would have had to buy your own tickets as well, right?
Correct, yes. We looked at it. This year, it's just not doable. Tickets right now, I mean, in the upper section alone are $1,400. So, You know, you're looking at, even if it was just my father and I, which is probably who it would be. I mean, you're talking travel expenses and tickets and airfare to get him from Alabama and to get myself there and everything. You're looking at, is it that $8,000?
That's a lot of money for a football game.
Yeah.
There are other expenses besides the game and travel, aren't there? What are some of them, Ben?
Oh, well, of course, celebrating a win afterwards can get kind of expensive. and then, of course, just, you know, the lodging and the food and you're not going to go to the game dressed in, you know, the regular Alabama stuff you wear. Of course, I'd be wearing a championship shirt from last year, too. So,
of course you would. Well, Jan, they have other events that you have to pay for, hospitality suites and things that the university organizes, don't they?
They do. There's a lot of emails we've received. There's some activities going on. The pep rally will be free to fans, but then there's a pre-pep rally party and a post-pep rally party, and then there's other parties set up for alumni and the Fiesta Bowl, just a lot of different options, but it all costs money. The least expensive thing we had an option to do was $60 a person. So with seven of us, you would take that times seven. So we are not going to do any of the organized extra parties. We're just going to take in the pep rally and then the actual game.
How good a deal can you get through booster and alumni groups, for example? Does that help any or no?
No, not for us. I mean, unfortunately, we haven't had anyone in our family that graduated from the University of Alabama. So, you know, the only tickets that we've ever gotten are ones that we just, you know, directly purchased or found someone that we knew somewhere that had some kind of connection.
What about with you, Jan?
I think booster packages are very convenient, and a lot of people do them because they don't have to worry about planning a thing. They just pay and they do it, and it's all set up from A to Z. So it's a really convenient option, but for us, that just wouldn't have worked out. So,
is this the only game that you travel to, the bowl game, or do you travel throughout the season, Jan?
We travel throughout the season. We made a commitment to do that when our sons started playing at Kansas State, and we just said we were going to, if at all possible, and sacrifice other things to be able to go to the game. So the farthest we traveled this year was to West Virginia. They just joined the Big 12. So we did make that game, and it was an awesome experience.
Now, Ben, do you travel through to all the Alabama games?
We haven't traveled to all of them, probably in the last couple of years, just due to my family is pretty spread out. I've got my parents in Alabama, which does make it easier to get to home games there. And then my brother is in California and my sister is in Denver. So it's a little bit harder to get us all together to make those same trips that we used to. But, you know, if it's in reasonably close range, we do usually try to make all those games.
Is it worth the expense?
I would say definitely. On my end, I wouldn't miss it.
Ben?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. No question.
Does it feel like it costs more if your team loses?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. I had to suffer that fate.
Jan Sexton of Abilene, Kansas is headed to Glendale, Arizona with a number of family and friends for the Fiesta Bowl. And unfortunately, Ben Jordan is not going to be able to see his beloved University of Alabama Crimson Tide in person this year. Like the rest of us, he'll be watching it on TV. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was fun.